From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Visa, offering the Visa Signature Card, featuring concierge services for travel, dining, and entertainment at visasignature.com.
Henryville and its two colonels on this moment of Indiana history. Although best known for putting the Bluegrass State on the map, the founder of the Kentucky Fried Chicken Empire was in fact born in Henryville, Indiana. As it turns out, Colonel Sanders' life story shares some fascinating parallels with that of a different colonel, for whom Sanders' hometown was named. A one-time colonel of a regiment of the Pennsylvania Militia, Henry Ferguson came to Indiana in 1840, purchasing land in the vicinity of present-day Henryville. Well-connected politically, Ferguson persuaded the officials at the Pennsylvania Railroad to run the line through Clark County and to help plat the village of Morristown. In recognition of Ferguson's efforts, the town was renamed Henryville in 1853. The more celebrated colonel was born in that town in 1890. Like Ferguson before him, Harlan Sanders' name became well known after he left his home state. Having served in Cuba as a private in the Army, Sanders, unlike Colonel Ferguson, was just an honorary Kentucky colonel, recognized for his culinary feats by two governors. As in Ferguson's case, Sanders' rise to recognition was spurred in part by a national transportation project. In 1956, the construction of Interstate 75 effectively took Sanders Cafe in Corbin, Kentucky, off the beaten path. Sanders sold the establishment and went on the road himself, franchising Kentucky Fried Chicken to great profit. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing. Managing Independent 529 Plan, tomorrow's college tuition today at i529.org/today.